or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
House Ways and Means expected to put the finishing touches on their tax reform bill today, then take a vote on it. Republicans are hoping there could be a full House vote on the bill next week. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans will unveil details of their version of a tax cut bill today. Republican Senator John Thune says it might be a little different than the House version.
We took a slightly different approach on some of the major issues, but the contours of the bill will largely follow the House's action.
The father of the Texas church shooter doesn't have a lot to say about the worst mass shooting in Texas state history. Michael Kelly telling ABC News his family is grieving and doesn't want their lives destroyed by what he calls this media circus. Devin Kelly opened fire on a Sutherland Springs church, killing 26 people on Sunday. Days after the mass shooting in Texas, Democrats have introduced a bill to ban assault weapons across the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
A former Boston television news anchor says her son is among the sexual abuse victims of actor Kevin Spacey. The latest from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Heather Unruh says the incident happened in Nantucket, Massachusetts in July of 2016 at a bar. Unruh says her son was excited to meet the actor and had no idea that Spacey was a sexual predator. Unruh and her attorney say a police report has been filed with the Nantucket police officials.
Vice President Mike Pence says America stands by the small Texas community that was shattered in the worst mass shooting in that state's history last Sunday. The vice president speaking at a prayer vigil for the victims of the shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. He said last evening if the attacker's hope was to shatter the churchgoer's faith, he failed. Penn said he was there to offer condolences from the entire nation. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he's proclaiming this Sunday a statewide day of prayer. And Senator Rand Paul is revealing that he suffered 6 broken ribs from an alleged assault by a neighbor. The Kentucky Republican saying a new X-ray also showed fluid around his lungs. That neighbor is still facing assault charges after an attack that stemmed from a dispute over landscaping. You can find us online at usaradio.com anytime. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
On today's program, I'm broadcasting live from the Next Level Arena in Flemington, New Jersey, the site of today's Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. I'll be talking about how to make your business a household name, why the company you keep could have an effect on your success, and several tips on how to market your business for under $500. It's Thursday, November 9th, Expo Day 2017. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, broadcasting live from Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington, New Jersey, the site of today's Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. This program is called Taking Care of Business. For the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But as always, we begin with the weather. Currently 49 degrees at 12:06. Today it'll be partly cloudy and cool with a high of 51 and a low of 32. For tomorrow, it'll be clear, windy, and colder with a high of 32 and a low of 17. For Saturday, it'll be mainly clear and chilly with a high of 38 and a low of 18. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 49 and a low of 36. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 127.72 to 23,435.64. The Nasdaq down 52.12 to 6736.99. S&P 500 is down 13.23 to 2581.15. Oil is up 43 cents to $57.24 per barrel. And gold up $1.30 to $1,285 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to listen to the rest of the show live at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All right, well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome once again to Take Care of Business. Another edition here on a Thursday, what we call Expo Thursday, which is the day that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce runs their business expo. So about 150 businesses are going to cram into the Next Level Arena, which is on Case Boulevard in Flemington. And then this is your chance, just like any other trade show, to show what your business does and whether, you know, and meet new businesses, meet new customers, and it's a great time. And if you're in the Flemington area, this is a great opportunity for you to see about 150 businesses all under one roof. And I always tell people that if you try to do that on your own, in your car, on a Saturday, you'd never get it done. It would take you, you know, three or four Saturdays to try to see as many businesses as you can see all under one roof here. A lot of great businesses from the Hunterdon County area here, so make sure you stop out at Next Level Arena to check that out. If you're listening right now, you're probably on your computer, and if so, open up another URL. We're trying to get more Facebook likes for the program, so do a search of the program. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Find our page there, like it, follow it, and then you'll get updates on what's going on, both in the business world, with the program, etc. If we have any guests coming up, or interesting topics, we'll put that out there usually by Tuesday night and let you know what's happening on the program. We do have an interesting interview coming up in a couple of weeks. It'll probably be the first week of December if we can schedule it right. I'm very involved with a program over at Hunterdon Central High School, which is called the Work Readiness Program. And this is a group of disabled students. And what we do, and many businesses in the area do, is we take on one or two students and their job coach. We try to teach them certain skills that they can use as they try to get a job after graduation. So we're going to be talking with Michelle Murphy and some of the students in that program once we can line up all of that. And like I said, we're trying to get that done by the first week of December in the hopes that it will encourage other businesses to sign up for that program as well. couple things going on right now. Just a recap of last Thursday night. I mentioned that I was going to be emceeing a dinner for Safe and Sound in Somerset, which I did. And that went very well, exceeded my expectations in that the goal, and I was told this when I walked in, the goal was to raise $50,000 for Safe and Sound, which is a shelter for abused persons. And I don't say abused women, because men can be abused as well. The goal was $50,000, and in the past we've raised $19,000, $26,000, $34,000. So to be hit with that number was kind of a big shock when I walked in. Happy to say that through our efforts and through a lot of begging and pleading on my part, we were able to raise over $54,000 in donations. Sponsorships for the evening brought the total evening over $100,000. Safe and Sound is a great organization. I love working with them. If you'd like more information, you can visit their website at www.safe-sound.org. Tomorrow night, I'll be announcing the Bridgewater Raritan High School versus Watchung Hills football game at Bazelon Field. Game time temperature set to be about 25 degrees. I'm trying to find my Carhartt pants, my work boots, my winter jacket, my gloves. We have tried to do a portable space heater in the press box once before, and we blew out all of the power to Bazelon Field. So we're not going to do that one again, but definitely going to be a cold one. And, you know, it's high school football. It's playoff football. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Other things happening this week, obviously we had the recent election, and in Flemington there was big news in that there was a upset. Kim Tilley and Brian Swingle were upset by Betsy Driver and Michael Harris in the town council election. And so now the question is, what is the state of the Cust project and the Union Hotel? And time will tell. It's supposed to go before town council for a vote this week, I believe, next Monday. That would be one of two votes, I think, that would get this project moving and get it the approvals. But it'll be interesting to see what happens when we have Betsy and Michael on the council and their opinions of the project. They've been opposed to it in the past, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to the future of that project as we move forward. The business quote of the week. At this time, we always start the program with what we call the business quote of the week. This week, it's from Dennis Waitley. The quote goes like this. The winners in life think constantly in terms of I can, I will, and I am. Losers, on the other hand, concentrate their waking thoughts on what they should have, could have, or would have done, or what they can't do. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, that if you believe that you can do something, if you think I can, I will, I am, it puts you in the right frame of mind to begin any project. And similarly, if you think you can't do it, won't do it, or shouldn't do it, pretty much you're going to be set up for failure. So Dennis Waitley with the business quote of the week. The winners in life think constantly in terms of I can, I will, and I am. Losers, on the other hand, concentrate their waking thoughts on what they should have or would have done or what they can't do. So a great quote to live by there. And I always tell people, when you listen to the quote of the week, think about yourself and how it applies to you, and whether or not, you know, sometimes a change in attitude can help you out. We have the 110 Business Vitality Awards coming up. It's our annual awards breakfast celebrating 110 Business Vitality. It happens at the Beaverbrook Country Club in Annandale, New Jersey on Tuesday, November 21st. It's going to happen at 8 a.m. It's presented by CenturyLink. Just last night, the award recipients were announced by the 110 County Chamber of Commerce. And for Entrepreneur of the Year, that's going to be Tom Bay from Anita's Angels. Great guy. Very deserving. Works very hard. Anita's Angels is a great organization that helps people with home health care of the elderly. The Good Neighbor Award is going to Kim Blanda from 110 Healthcare. So congratulations to Kim on the Good Neighbor Award. Most promising new business is Sweet Melissa Patisserie. Melissa and Chris Murphy are the recipients of that. I actually won that one of the first 2 years that I was in business. And you know, you struggle when you're new in business, and you're wondering, how am I paying the rent, how am I paying payroll, and things like that. Getting an award like that kind of validates all the effort, the sleepless nights, the 18-hour days. So congratulations to Melissa and Chris on their award. The Governmental Service Award goes to Mayor John Higgins, so congratulations to Mayor Higgins. Then we turn our attention right back here to 100 in Chamber Radio and the Tell Me More Award. This is another award that I had won a couple of years ago. I think I was the inaugural recipient, and very proud of that. And I've won a lot of things in my life, but I got to tell you, this is the one I think I'm most proud of. It sits very proudly in my office. The Tell Me More Award for 100 in Chamber Radio, that's going to go to Larry Cartwright from Mental Health Matters and 100 in Medical Show, 100 in Medical Center Show. So congratulations to Larry on the Tell Me More Award. And then the Fresh Talk Award, also for 100 in Chamber Radio, goes to Lauren Feliciano for her show La Salud Mental Importa. So congratulations to Lauren on the Fresh Talk Award. And then one of the events, or one of the awards that happens that day, is what we call the Amazing Kids in Business. And this one always seems to blow me away because I find I'm inspired more by the kids than the adults sometimes, because these are usually high schoolers that have started a business, and sometimes it's a lawn cutting service or something else. We've had kids who have been bakers and have done very well selling cakes and cupcakes and things like that. This year we have three recipients. There's Drive for Five with David Lazar, Piano Lessons by Veronica from Veronica Romanek, and Slabrication from Jack Garanzini. Now, after this event happens on November 21st, I will give you a full rundown on what those businesses are, where those students are from. If you'd like to register for that event, you can go to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website, which is www.hunterdonchamber.org, or call the office at 908-782-7115. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, CenturyLink, our supporting sponsors, Unity Bank, the YMCA, Crown Trophy of Flemington, Norris McLaughlin and Marcus, Raritan Valley Community College, and the Windwald Day Camp. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. Going to step away for our first break. We'll be back with more from Next Level Arena right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangel Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington Borough, and one of the exhibitors here today at Next Level Arena at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Showcase, Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. So glad that you could join me this afternoon. You know, there's an old expression that says you are the company you keep, and that's very true. And I've studied this a lot, read a lot on it, and it kind of also is applicable in business in that, and how do you say this tactfully? If you hang out with losers, chances are you'll be a loser. If you hang out with successful people, you'll more than likely be successful. And one of the areas where I found this to be most applicable was when I was a recruiter in the pharmaceutical industry. When I hung out with people, great people, don't get me wrong, great people. But when I hung out with them and they were low performers, I, too, was a low performer. And then I started seeking out some of the better high-performing people. I started reading books and talking with experts. And, you know, when I started becoming a friend with Larry Winget and Marcus Lemonis and Grant Cardone, all of a sudden I started noticing that my performance level was going up because my expectations were going up. So your best friend could be a key contributor to your success. According to new research, which was presented at the British Psychological Society annual conference in May, having a close friend boosts your resilience and helps you bounce back from hardships, a necessary skill if you want to be successful. Now, for the preliminary study, 75 participants took assessment on their psychological resilience, coping behaviors, self-esteem, and their relationship with the person that they consider a best friend. 1 year later, the participants completed the same assessment to see how best friendship quality had impacted resilience processes over this period. The researchers found that those who had higher resilience the next year had a greater quality of friendship. Though researchers don't know why that is, the study notes that best friends are a protective mechanism, and having one can help you make it through the tough times. However, just because friends can positively influence your career doesn't mean you need a large entourage. As a matter of fact, you should be trimming and tweaking your social circle as you move up in your career, says psychologist Cicely Horsham Braithwaite. On the flip side, she says, making time for supportive and solid relationships is crucial because these types of friendships help you grow. Look no further than billionaire besties Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to understand that who you decide to be friends with can greatly influence your career. The billionaires say that they automatically clicked when they first met, and for the last 25 years, they've bounced business ideas off each other and discussed trends in their respective industries. It began a really unbelievable friendship for me, Gates told students at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln's College of Business Administration in 2005. I could tell that even though we came from different directions, the kinds of things that fascinated us and that we thought were important were very much the same. Buffett highlights the importance of choosing a friend wisely in a recent conversation with Gates at Columbia University. You will move in the direction of the people that you associate with, he says. It's important to associate with people that are better than yourself. Then Microsoft co-founder adds that you should treat your social circle like an investment. Some friends do bring out the best in you, he says, and so it's good to invest in those friendships. So let's go back to those last two paragraphs there. When Warren Buffett says you will move in the direction of people that you associate with, it just kind of goes with that pack mentality. So if you are constantly hanging around with people who aren't overachievers, aren't successful, have a negative attitude, well, then chances are that you're going to develop the same type of traits. However, if you start hanging out with successful people, people who are driven, people who want to succeed, want to be better, want to make more money, then chances are those are the habits you're going to adopt as well. And then just like Bill Gates says, you know, some friends do bring out the best in you, so it's good to invest in those friendships. That's not what I mean here is I don't want you to just suddenly go through your Rolodex of friends and throw everybody out. There are friends, lifelong friends that you have that may not be successful, but you know, or terribly motivated, but they're just good people. So I want you to hold on to those folks. But understand, when it comes to business, if you want to grow your business, if you want to be more successful, then hang out with the people who can get you there. And it's not a bad idea what they said about paring down that circle of influencers to be with the more successful people. So hopefully some good advice there from Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. And hopefully that may help you. At the beginning of the show, I had a segment where I said how you can make your business a household name. And wouldn't we all like to have that, where just like something like McDonald's or 3M or any of those big businesses where you know them just by looking at a logo or hearing their name, you know exactly who they are and what they do. Well, if you follow these six tips, you can build a strong brand recognition and help make your small business famous among your customers. So here's how to make your business a household name. Making people aware of your small business is a lot easier said than done. The marketplace is flooded with competition, so learning how to stand out from the crowd requires both ingenuity and determination. So there are some key things you can put in place that will give you the best chance possible of having your brand stand out in a positive light. Think about some of the big brands that you use often. For example, when you want something to drink, do you say you need a Coke or do you say you need a soda? If you say Coke, then you've fallen victim to Coca-Cola's brilliant marketing. What about when you need a tissue? Do you say you need a Kleenex? Both of these instances are examples of creative branding that has made these items, a tissue and a cola, tied in tightly with a specific brand. Your brand is begging for you to make it a household name, or at least famous among your target audience. It takes time and perseverance to achieve strong brand recognition. And again, here are six things you can do to ensure that that happens. The first is offering what they call value branding. What does your company have to offer that your competitors have failed to deliver to customers? Whatever this value is, you need to advertise this to your clients and your potential clients. One example of a company that used this type of branding successfully is Netflix. When you think about streaming a movie, you likely think of this brand, but its message and value have changed over time. In the early days of Netflix, it offered films you couldn't locate anywhere else and mailed DVDs to the consumer's house, making the entire process convenient and simple. Of course, its model has changed drastically with streaming technology, but initially, it found an underserved niche and filled an obvious need. Who was Netflix's competitor? Think about Blockbuster for a second. You also want to have consistent branding. Becoming recognizable to your audience requires 5 to 7 impressions as a rule of thumb, but it goes a lot deeper than just getting advertising either online or offline in front of the consumer. You also need a recognizable logo. We talked about that last week on the show. Messaging and even similar colors used across various mediums. Color can increase brand recognition by as much as 80%. So using similar colors is a vital part of the entire marketing process. Think about a well-known brand such as Walmart. It uses blue and yellow in its logo, on its signs in the store, and even on its website. When you see that combination of colors along with the logo, it is immediately recognizable as Walmart advertising. You should even consider how the colors tie into your industry and your specific brand, such as green for natural food companies. One of the most recognizable brands in NASCAR is Petty Enterprises, or Richard Petty Motorsports, and they have a certain color blue that they put on the number 43 car. It's actually called Petty Blue. The recipe was developed over 60 years ago. Needing to paint a car for race day, Lee Petty, the father, had only a half a can of white and half a can of blue, and he mixed them together, and that became Petty Blue, and that's how they've come up with that color. But when you see that car on the track, you instantly know it's Richard Petty's car. Number three, recognition within your industry. You want to be a readily recognized name within your industry and among the influencers. This can include attending trade shows in your niche, just like we're doing here today. Just as strong branding is important for your overall marketing efforts, so is it in your trade show display. Every part of your display booth should match your overall branding message, efforts, and look. Reach out to influencers and do some key networking whenever possible. These influencers may recommend you to others and even share your posts on Twitter or other social media networks. This can expand your reach among potential customers in your area. You also want to share your purpose. Now, have you thought through the overall purpose of your brand? Is there a cause you believe in? Is it in your branding? It's important to show you care about more than just turning a profit. If your company is green because you believe in maintaining the planet for future generations, then use that in your overall branding strategy. You are almost certain to attract at least a few like-minded consumers. However, it is also important that it is a cause you personally believe in. So don't try to adopt a cause just because it's popular. Instead, decide what you want to achieve as a company and put that into words you can live by. IKEA does a good job of creating an overall purpose with their branding. It comes right out and states that its vision is to create a better everyday life for many people. With that in mind, every product it offers, every ad it puts out, has some feature about making life better for people. It also makes its products affordable enough for the masses, and it informs the public of that goal as well. And if you're here, you want to also solve problems. One of the best ways to attract new business is to think of a problem your average customer or potential customer has and a way to solve that problem. Once you've figured out the problems and a way to solve them, you also have to look at how to add even more value beyond what your competition is doing. The key to being a problem solver is to brand your company as such. The heating and cooling guy who gets your air running again, for example. And finally, there's cross-branding. Don't forget your overall message and brand, look how they look when blogging online, posting on social media, and even sending out an email to your mailing list. Online marketing is a necessary tool in today's economy. Even if your business is local, you want to reach out to local consumers through online channels. However, it can be easy to forget that you have a message, that you're solving a problem, and that your company has a look to maintain. If you post an image on Facebook, for example, how does that image align with your overall message? If you have a header on your Twitter wall, does it match the colors of your brand? Would a user immediately recognize the page as yours? You want your brand to be easily recognized and have a consistent message across various types of marketing, and both online and offline. Implementing some clear strategies will allow you to take advantage of the opportunities to build your name. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, live from Next Level Arena today, the site of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more from Taking Care of Business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wrapping up his stay in China, where the subjects were North Korea and trade. But his Asian tour is far from over. Correspondent Bill Zimfer with a preview of what's left.
From China, the president will head for Vietnam and the APEC economic meetings in Da Nang. There's expected to be a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the conference. Trump will then head for Hanoi for meetings with Vietnam's president before concluding his trip with a stop in the Philippines and yet another economic summit.
An undercover probe of the TSA says airport screeners are failing to detect test weapons at a high rate. Representative Mike McCall, who heads the House Committee on Homeland Security, calls the findings disturbing.
We need to do more to confront the growing threats aimed at the aviation sector.
The TSA says it's working on improvements. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business live from Next Level Arena here in Flemington, New Jersey, the site of today's Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. All the vendors are coming in, starting to get set up their booths for what proves to be an exceptional way to market your business over the course of a five-hour period. And then later this afternoon, one of my favorite parts of the evening is the Restaurant Showcase. A lot of restaurants in town will be showing their wares, their food preparation, and then having a contest to see who wins the Restaurant Showcase here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. And I believe 55 Main, Jonas Gold, has won that for the last 2 years running. All right, time to get back to the program. My name is Jim Gannot. I'm your host, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington. I want to invite you to stop by the store located at 33 Rayville Avenue. Very exciting time for us. We bought a embroidery machine, a brand new Tajima embroidery machine a few weeks ago, and we're having a lot of fun learning how to use it. And without any promotion, this is the amazing thing, but without any promotion that we have this machine, people are coming in and asking us to embroider shirts, hats, jackets, etc. for them. And we've had a lot of success with it. We're enjoying it. We're already talking about possibly getting another one. But, you know, I want to invite you in to come see the technology and see how this works. It's a lot of fun to work with. And, of course, we still do screen printing and transfer work, so going to enjoy showing you that as well. And showing you what we can do for you. That's pretty much our focus here today at the Expo, is highlighting our Crown Custom Apparel side of the business. Let's talk about how you can improve your sales with digital marketing. I've got a couple of tips for you here from the top sales pros for using online tools to attract, nurture, and convert leads into paying customers for your small business. And many small business owners do some or all of their business in person, whether in a brick-and-mortar storefront or out in the field. Yet, as more customers turn to the Internet to find answers to their problems, you simply can't afford to neglect digital marketing. Here's the good news. You can support the real-world sale of tangible goods and in-person services with Internet and social media tactics. In fact, social media and search engines are great ways to generate leads. If generating online leads are a challenge for your small business, follow these expert tips and from some of the top sales pros to make it a little easier. The first thing you want to do is to optimize your online presence. Now, every small business should have a strong online presence. Even if you don't sell products online, your potential customers use the Internet every day to find local businesses, research products, and reviews, and make purchase decisions. Here are some great places to start. First, you need a user-friendly, mobile-friendly website. It amazes me how many businesses don't have websites. And if they do, they're not mobile friendly, meaning that if I look at it on a cell phone or an iPad, pages don't load quickly enough or they're not formatted properly. You also need to have an active social media account. The ones that we recommend are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. It's a good idea to also create a blog, somewhere where people can learn more about your product, your service, either by subscription or something you send out to them. And you can also have an email newsletter. This is a very successful way for you to promote your business. And again, I said promote your business, not necessarily try to sell something. People don't necessarily want to have their email inbox littered with sales pitches, but they won't mind reading a short, concise email newsletter about what's going on in your business. And you need to make sure that you have an up-to-date Google My Business and business directory listings. This is where a lot of businesses fall woefully short. Go to Google My Business, go to Manta, go to YP and other pages, even just Google the name of your business and you'll come up with a list of directories that you're in. Now make sure that all of the information is up to date. Name, address, phone number, hours of operation, is there parking on site, do you accept credit cards for payment, what methods of payment, you know, do you accept. You can also add photos of your business, the front of the store, in the showroom. So make sure that, you know, you're taking advantage of that, because that's going to increase the chance that people are going to want to do business with you. Now, these online touch points enable customers and prospects to engage with content and sales teams to follow up accordingly, said Tony Rodoni, who's the Executive Vice President of Commercial Sales for Salesforce.com. You want to explore more targeted digital tools as well. Once you establish your basic online presence, get creative and strategic. Less traditional content like podcasts, niche sites like Pinterest, or interactive events like webinars are all good ways to engage customers and share expertise with potential customers. Once an initial connection has been made, people on the sales team can easily follow up with them to understand their needs and how the company may be able to help. Understanding a customer's pain point and identifying the solution in an easy, quick, and affordable way will help to transition a lead into a paying customer. And you want to make sure that you connect before closing. Heather Towsley of Elevator Pitch Wizard reminds business owners that content and context are key when marketing to sales leads. Tailor the message so it's more engaging to the recipient. Organize communication based on common needs and priorities, she said. All sales and marketing should be educating and nurturing the customers along their journey. Towsley adds that the way a business engages online will often look different at various points in the sales funnel. For instance, search engine optimization and social media marketing are effective for attracting new leads, while your website, marketing emails, and CRM are typically more effective closing tools. The engagement shouldn't end once a lead becomes a customer, however. Towsley recommends surveys, social media monitoring, and analytics as post-sales tools to learn more about how to keep customers delighted. So there are some great tips for you on how you can do a little more marketing online to enhance your business, and hopefully they will help you. And I know I come back to it a lot, but social media right now is the way for you to be marketing your business, because what we're finding, and you just have to work with me here for a minute, if I'm 56 years old, I grew up when you needed a plumber, you went to the Yellow Pages. If you need an electrician, you went to the Yellow Pages. Now, and we're going through this with my son as he's rebuilding a house in Pittstown. The other day we were having a problem. The heater, the heat system wouldn't work. He Googled a guy, found that he was local, called him real quick, and the guy came over. He said, I'm on 78. I'll just come over right now. He comes right over, fixes the problem in about 45 minutes, and he's on his way. By the way, his name was Dennis the Tin Man. If you ever need any HVAC work done, give this guy a call. Look him up. Google him. Dennis the Tin Man. The guy came out, and what was really nice that after spending 45 minutes with Brandon was that he didn't charge him. And he gave him extra fuses. He showed him what the problem was and how to prevent it from happening in the future. But he said, you know what? I remember what it was like when I was starting out, and somebody helped me, so I want to help you. So, again, our thanks to Dennis the Tin Man for that. Well, how about ways to grow your business? Let's take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about four ways to grow your business through referrals. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have.
He would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I love the strains of the piano, the guitar, the drums. Taking care of business. It's not just a song by Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's a radio show right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, of the program called Taking Care of Business. We're broadcasting live today from Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington. Glad you could join me here. Today is the site of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. So here's your opportunity to come out and meet with business owners. I see a lot of song by Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's a radio show right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, of the program called Taking Care of Business. We're broadcasting live today from Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington. Glad you could join me here. Today is the site of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. So here's your opportunity to come out and meet with business owners. I see a lot of them loading in now, getting set up. Some of them are starting to enjoy their lunch provided by ShopRite. Now is the opportunity for them to get their last bit of nourishment before the show opens at 2 p.m. So make your way over here from 2 to 7 p.m. tonight and learn more about the businesses right here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Right. Obviously, one of the things that many business owners worry about is how can they grow their business. This is something that if you're a business owner, you really should be. What I always say is track your numbers daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, quarterly, etc. But you want to know how is business going. What I like to do is also compare year numbers. So, what were my sales on this date last year versus today? Did we go up? Did we go down? It fluctuates per business, but it's probably one of the things that a lot of businesses overlook, and then they wonder, why am I losing sales? Why am I not making as much money as I did last year? One of the best ways for you to grow your business. And I've said this, I don't know how many times on the program, it should almost be recorded, but Earl Nightingale, were my sales on this date last year versus today? Did we go up? Did we go down? It fluctuates per business, but it's probably one of the things that a lot of businesses overlook, and then they wonder, why am I losing sales? Why am I not making as much money as I did last year? One of the best ways for you to grow your business, and I've said this, I don't know how many times on the program, it should almost be recorded, but Earl Nightingale said it when he said, the best form of advertising is a satisfied customer with a big mouth. And I always tell people that the worst form of advertising is a dissatisfied customer with a big mouth. But there are four ways to grow your business through referrals. And for small business owners with limited marketing budgets, positive word of mouth is an important way to grow your customer base. And since the Glen Avenue Soap Company started selling its foaming soap to restaurants, co-owner Phil Metzler has learned a little bit about the hospitality business. Namely, it's an industry with a lot of turnover. And that's why when he begins supplying products to restaurants, he tries to familiarize himself with the entire staff. I introduce myself to as many managers and staff members as possible, and I try to get a phone number for them, said Metzler, whose company uses natural and organic ingredients to produce soaps, skincare products, and lotions. He then texts his business card to everyone that he's met. The effort has paid off time and again when his contacts move to new restaurants, and they hire the company to provide soap for their restrooms there. It's not a traditional referral, but it is generating business, said Metzler, who does very little advertising for his company. He also brands his soap dispensers and has gotten new accounts when business owners discover his product at a restaurant that they frequent. Small companies need to be creative when it comes to finding new customers, said John Spence, a management consultant and speaker who regularly helps clients grow their referral business. He recommends looking at what other businesses might appeal to your ideal customer. He wants to help a luxury car dealer connect with a high-end boat seller. The two companies co-hosted an event where they had an opportunity to court each other's clients. If you find a complementary business, there can be great crossover, he said. Spence also suggests connecting with companies whose clients may need your services. One of the best ways to get referrals is to give referrals, he said. Larry Titus agrees. He's the owner of Air Quality Solutions, and he keeps a list of trusted electricians and plumbers for customers who may need those services in conjunction with a heating or cooling project. What started out as an effort to take good care of his customers has led to new business as those professionals recommended his customers to their clients. A longtime member of the local Chamber of Commerce and Rotary Club, Titus also found that his passion for giving back to the community has generated business leads. But it's important that you find a cause you sincerely want to help. Fellow volunteers will be turned off if it's apparent you're there to promote your business and not serve the cause, he cautions. I never ever tried to sell them anything, he said. I just worked side by side with them. It was a byproduct of that. Sometimes it makes sense to refer a customer to a competitor, Spence said. Companies have different specialties, and it's important to recognize that. Often it will improve your relationship with the client because they see the referral as evidence that you are looking out for them. It can also lead to referrals from others within your industry. At Willis & Willis Attorneys, other lawyers regularly send clients to their firm, said managing member Stan Willis. They're looking for somebody to do a good job for their client, not necessarily steal their client, said Willis, who estimates that more than 75% of his business is referral-based. It's always been our philosophy that if we take care of our clients, we'll get more clients because we're taking care of them. Now, here are some small business owners' tips for building a customer referral network for your small business. First, make sure you have a process in place for acknowledging everyone who sends business your way. Everything from sending a thank you card to inviting a client who has generated a large amount of business to dinner or a round of golf. That's from Stan Willis, who's from Willis & Willis Attorneys. You also want to incentivize good customer service. Consider giving employees that earn a stellar customer service rating a bonus or a day off, something that rewards them for doing their job to the best of their ability. That's a suggestion from Larry Titus of Air Quality Solutions. John Spence says, once you've established a relationship with a client who meets your definition of an ideal customer, then ask them if they know anyone with similar needs who could use your help. And finally, Phil Metzler from the Glen Avenue Soap Company says, develop connections with multiple company representatives so your company is top of mind if they should change jobs. So there you have it. Great ways to build your business through referrals. See Angelo Graziani coming in from Don Molina's, getting ready to set up. So he's here at the expo. A lot of vendors coming in right now and making sure that they are here for you. So make sure that you stop by the Hunterdon County Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase. It's at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard here in Flemington off of 202. Again, a great way for you to interact with over 150 businesses all under one roof. Don't be the typical trade show visitor and just stop by for the pens and the chocolates and the candies. Get to know some of these people. We just talked about referrals. We just talked about co-promoting, co-partnering. This is a great opportunity if you own a business to do that. Who can you work with here that may have a similar business or brand or a complementary business that you can be working with? And you'll find that only if you come to the Restaurant Showcase and the Hunterdon County Business Expo right here at Next Level Arena. My name is Jim Gonneau. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington. So glad you could join me today. A lot of fun doing a live broadcast. Haven't done one of these in, 30 years. But it's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. It's always funny when people walk by and they look at you and like, why is he talking into a microphone, and who is he talking to? But definitely a lot of fun here. Also, you'll have an opportunity today. Stop by the Hunterdon Chamber Radio booth and visit with Chris Bianco, who will be interviewing businesses. This is a great way for you to get the word out about your business. Now, the cool thing about that is that tomorrow the show will be archived, and you'll be able to play for your friends and your family the part where you were on the air. So make sure that you stop by Hunterdon Chamber Radio's booth right here at the expo. Getting ready to wrap it up and wrap up the program, and we've got about five more minutes to go. But I just wanted to make sure that everybody is aware that this is the place to be in Hunterdon County. Again, congratulations to Betsy Driver and Michael Harris for winning the town council election in Flemington Borough. That was big news this week. I also want to say a special thank you to Kim Tilley and Brian Swingle. Brian, in particular, has worked for 6 years on council, done a fantastic job, and always put Flemington first. And it is a thankless job to be in local government. Very rarely do you have it's certainly not a big-paying job, but there are hundreds of hours that you have to put in order to make it work. And I've gotten to know Brian over the last couple of years through my work with the Flemington Community Partnership, and I can tell you his heart has always been with Flemington first. In sports, in Major League Baseball, sad news this week as former Major League Baseball star Roy Halladay, who pitched for the Blue Jays and Phillies, died in a plane crash he was piloting near the Gulf of Mexico. Halladay was a two-time Cy Young Award winner. He leaves behind his wife, Brandy, and two children. In the NFL, this is week number 10, and the 1-7 New York Giants take on the 0-9 San Francisco 49ers at 4:25 on Sunday. That's a battle of the Titans right there. I bet the network executives are just loving that one. The 4-5 New York Jets play the 2-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And my 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles have a bye week this week. So we won't get to see any Eagles football this week, but at least we won't lose like the Giants will. And this is week 11 in college football. Rutgers will play Penn State in Happy Valley Saturday at noon. The AP Top 25 is out for the week, and the top 10 looks like this. Alabama remains number one, followed by Georgia, who received 5 first-place votes. Notre Dame, Clemson, and Oklahoma round out the top 5. Wisconsin, Miami, TCU, Washington, and Auburn, the War Eagles, round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, Kevin Harvick punched his ticket to Championship Sunday in Miami by winning the AAA Texas 500 last week. And New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. punched his ticket on points, leaving just one spot available for the 5 remaining eligible drivers. This means Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, and Jimmy Johnson will probably have to win this week's race to get to the Championship 4. This week, the teams travel to Phoenix for the Can-Am 500 at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. Don't forget to make your way over to Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington for today's Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase from 2 to 7 p.m. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGonneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gonneau. I'm Jim Gonneau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We need to do more to confront the growing threats aimed at the aviation sector.
But there are new concerns about airport security. Representative Mike McCall, who chairs the House Committee on Homeland Security, calling the findings of a new report disturbing. It says the TSA's airport screeners are failing to detect test weapons at a very high rate. The TSA administrator tells the House Committee on Homeland Security more money would help.
Certainly additional investment would make travelers, whether they're Americans or people visiting our country, safer.
President Trump's Asia trip continues. Next on his itinerary, Vietnam, for an economic summit. As he wrapped up a visit to China, he was talking a lot about trade, and words come Boeing has inked a $37 billion deal to sell 300 planes to a Chinese company, which will lease them to Chinese airlines. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given,